Enabling Church, Everybody In, a day conference, taking place on Tuesday, 3rd June 2014, at the Bethel Convention Centre, Calvin Way, West Bromwich, B77JW. Inviting, Including, Involving in Christ. The conference will be opened by the Bishop of Wolverhampton, and there are dedicated streams on disability, dementia, deafness, and a stream for families and carers with Care for the Family. Prices start from only £13.50. And this is a conference from Churches for All, a partnership of Christian disability-focused organisations and associates, of which Torch is part. For latest information and booking, go online to www.churchesforall.org.uk/enablingchurch. Or go to Facebook, Churches for All, that's Churches-4, F-O-R-all, or on Twitter, at Churches for All, without the hyphens. The event sponsors are Premier Christian Radio and the Lichfield Diocese. This is a major national conference. There are over 11 million people with a limiting long-term illness, impairment or disability in Great Britain. That's one in six of the population, and it's growing. So how can my church face the challenge of dementia? How can it enable disabled people and include deaf people? How can it support carers? Enabling Church, Everybody In, brings a distinctly Christian perspective to these issues. Every local church needs to become an enabling church that welcomes, includes, and involves people with dementia, disability, deafness, their families, and those that care for them. The programme involves a majority of speakers with direct experience of a range of disabilities, either for themselves or with close family members. All are welcome. The purpose of the conference is unashamedly transformational. It's a day packed with insights, practical ideas, theological perspectives and dialogue. Enabling churches for clergy and church leaders of all denominations, for laypeople, family workers and carers. The wide-ranging topics include issues of identity, the case for interdependency and the demands of an ageing population. Roy McLaughlin, National Disability Advisor to the Church of England, says, "The church is the new community which takes its calling from the life of Christ and is a celebration of diversity. What God wants is a church for all. It's not a church for disabled people, nor a church which includes disabled people. It is a church for all." Here's a summary of the programme. The doors will open at 9:15 a.m. for registration and coffee, followed by a prompt 10 a.m. start. The conference will be opened by the Bishop of Wolverhampton, the Right Reverend Clive Gregory of the Diocese of Lichfield, and that's followed by a video address from Joni Erickson Tada. The morning programme will include opening worship and keynote addresses by Roy McLaughlin, entitled A Church for All, Abled, Disabled, Enabled, and by the Reverend Professor John Swinton, Knowing God Without Words. After the coffee break, a number of parallel streams can be followed, each with a team of speakers bringing short, incisive, insightful and informed talks with opportunity for engagement. And these will include disability beyond inclusion, dementia, ageing and the onset of disability, families and carers, and that's in partnership with Care for the Family, and there's a deaf stream, which will be in British Sign Language. These streams will continue after the lunch break. After a tea break, the day will then conclude with a plenary session including a closing keynote address by Reverend Jonathan Edwards called Making a Difference, and there'll be a panel session and worship. The conference will finish at 4:30 p.m. There's also an exhibition and advice centre. Throughout the day, this will be run by participating organisations who will be offering specific follow-up opportunities for your church. Why not get involved? Email your questions for the afternoon panel session to enablingchurch@enablingchurch.org. at churchesforall.org.uk. And you can comment directly on the content of sessions during the event via live Twitter feed and texting. Don't forget to bring with you, on paper or a memory stick, a story of how your church is taking action to involve disabled people and support families and carers. For after the conference, there'll be a compilation made available via the Churches for All website. Now, an important note about accessibility. The programme will be accompanied by BSL interpreting, a loop system, and there will be handouts available in large print and braille. The venue itself is disability friendly with level access, a quiet room, accessible toilets and convenient parking. Speakers. There are four plenary speakers as follows. Roy McCloughrey. Roy is the National Disability Advisor to the Church of England and Vice President of Livability. He is the author of over a dozen books, most recently The Enabled Life, published by SPCK. Roy lectures in ethics at St John's College, Nottingham, and is chair of Publishers Lion Hudson. He has lived with epilepsy all his life. Jill Behenna. The Reverend Canon Jill Behenna was appointed last year as National Advisor for Deaf Ministry to the Church of England. Currently, she is chaplain with the deaf community in the Diocese of Bristol. She is a trustee of Go Sign and also works voluntarily for Signs of God, a Christian training organisation. John Swinton. The Reverend Professor John Swinton lectures at Aberdeen University. He is an ordained minister of the Church of Scotland who has worked as a registered nurse specialising in psychiatry and learning disabilities and has been a hospital chaplain. He has published extensively on practical theology, pastoral care, mental health issues, disability theology, dementia and nursing. And finally, Jonathan Edwards, Baptist minister and previously General Secretary of the Baptist Union of Great Britain. The Reverend Jonathan Edwards was last year appointed Executive Ambassador for Prospects, a Christian organisation working with people with learning disabilities. Jonathan's son Tom has an autistic spectrum condition. And don't forget, there'll be a special video message to the conference from US Christian writer and speaker and quadriplegic Joni Erickson Tada. There are also 10 stream speakers, including Mark Arnold. Mark is Chief Operating Officer for Urban Saints, and he has a vision to see children and young people with additional needs fully included in what the church offers and what God wants to release through it. Lawrence Banks. Lawrence is the Ministry Director of Go Sign and is well known in the deaf community internationally as a preacher and teacher. He says, "My aim is for the gospel to be more accessible and clear for deaf people." Jennifer Butte. Dr. K. Jennifer Butte worked as a GP for 30 years after working in a mission hospital in Zululand. She was diagnosed with dementia in 2009, which she describes as an unexpected gift from God, a privilege and glorious opportunity. Christina Gangemi. Christina holds a Master's in Theology and Disability. With Professor John Swinton, she is co-director of the Kairos Forum, fostering communities of belonging for people with intellectual disability. She is National Disability Advisor to the Catholic Bishops of England and Wales. Beth Meller. Beth jointly coordinates Care for the Family's Additional Needs Parent Support Network. This initiative provides support for families who care for children with additional needs. Beth has 3 grown-up children, including one with additional needs. Anne Memmott. Anne is an autistic person and advisor to the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Autism. Her work informs the House of Parliament Disability Team, the Church of England, Churches for All, and many other national groups and organisations. Louise Morse. Louise is a psychotherapist who takes a biblically attuned approach to issues of elderly care and well-being. She is communications manager for Pilgrim Friends Society, otherwise known as Pilgrim Homes, and she's the author of books on dementia. Sophia Nichols. Sophia is co-founder of ASNA, a Christian charity providing support for people living with disabilities and awareness training. She is responsible for developing policy in disability ministry in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. One of her sons has severe learning disabilities. Hayden Spenceley. Hayden is an ordinand in the Church of England and has cerebral palsy. He has an MA in Disability Studies from Leeds University, speaks on disability issues, and has a keen interest in the importance of identity in the life of believers, impaired or not. Mike Townsend. A local church leader and technology consultant, Dr. Mike Townsend, who lost his sight at the age of 8, is a trustee of the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the Torch Trust, and Through the Roof. For the latest speaker information, you can go online to www.churchesforall.org.uk/enablingchurch. How can I book for the event? Tickets cost £15 each, including tea, coffee and bottled water throughout the day. There is an early bird price of just £13.50, which closes after 3rd May. Carers and enablers needed to support the participation of disabled delegates can attend free of charge. A lunch bag can be pre-ordered for £5.50, or you may bring your own packed lunch. Remember to book a lunch for carers or enablers. There are no nearby food outlets. To book online, go to www.churchesforall.org.uk/enablingchurch. However, if you cannot book online or need advice regarding accessibility, then email booking@churchesforall.org.uk or call Through the Roof on 01372 749 955. Bookings for the event are administered on behalf of Churches for All by Through the Roof, which is a registered charity, number 108 7788. How can I get to the venue? Bethel Convention Centre is on Kelvin Way, West Bromwich, B70 7JW. There are good road and rail connections and plenty of free on-site parking, including blue badge spaces near the entrance. If you are travelling by train, then the nearest station is Sandwell and Dudley. On the main road, turn right, walk to the top of the road, turn right at the roundabout, and Bethel is 250 yards along, the second driveway on the left-hand side. Sandwell and Dudley Station is served by Virgin and London Midland and is one stop north of Birmingham New Street. Finally, a note about the organisers. Enabling Churches, organised by Churches for All, a partnership of UK Christian disability-focused organisations whose website is www.churchesforall.org.uk. The Churches for All partners are GoSign, Christ in the Deaf Community, Carius Forum, for people with intellectual or cognitive disabilities, Livability, Choices for Disabled People, Open Ears, Fellowship for Hard of Hearing and Deaf Christians, Premier Mind and Soul, Exploring Christianity and Mental Health, Prospects, Access to Life, Through the Roof, Transforming Lives Through Disabled People, and Torch Trust, Vision for People with Sight Loss. There are also a number of Churches for All associates. ASNA, the Adventist Special Needs Association. Children Worldwide. Guild of Church Braillists. Kingdom Trust, providing Christian perspectives on today's issues. New Wine, Local Churches Changing Nations. Outlook Trust, Seniors for Christ. And Signs of God, British Sign Language in Christian Settings.
And that brings us to the end of this Torch News. If you would like to be more involved with us in prayer, you may like to receive the Prayer Diary, which is available on audio CD or memory stick, by request from Torch House. This magazine, Torch News, is available in audio CD, braille, email, standard print and large print. That's 17, 20, 25 and 30 point. It can also be viewed on the Torch website. And just a reminder, you do not need to return this CD. This is Jill Ferriby saying goodbye and God bless you.